I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right.
Yo.
Coming to you live from Philly. It's the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show.
Yo.
As always, Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco and Tony.
Yo.
Another huge show today. NFL training camps officially opened. And, you know, the people, they look to us to bring them up to speed on all that's going on in the NFL, all the big stories. We're going to do that, including a terrific development out of Eagles training camp that is sending shockwaves throughout the entire NFL. Isn't that right, Tony?
You know, I don't want to exaggerate, but 17-0 is definitely on the table.
Absolutely. But first, some quick business up top. Today's show is sponsored by our friends at Hotmail. Have you recently signed up for a new email address? Well, why the fuck would you do that? Nobody's going to know how to get in touch with you. Isn't that right, Tony?
Absolutely. And take it from me. I'm entering my 28th year on Hotmail, and I love every day getting hundreds of messages from friends and family sending me all kinds of links and sometimes advertisements. It's wonderful.
Sign up for Hotmail today, and just note, it does not work on anything past Mac OS 2.0. Okay, with that behind us, let's get right into it with our top story.
Top story.
Huge hubbub out of Arizona surrounding quarterback Kyler Murray and his contract. It has been revealed that there's a stipulation in this contract that Kyler Murray has to spend 4 hours per week watching game film. Now, the Cardinals just realized the error of their ways and took the stipulation out of the contract. But still, this is what I've never understood. Why the hell would you want your quarterback watching film, spending so much time doing that? You know, Kyler Murray, he's an athlete. You want your athletes in shape. You think that's going to happen? You know, keeping him locked up in a dark room in a chair for 4 hours each day?
Of course not. You know, people always act like it's a good thing that Tom Brady and Peyton Manning watch tons of film. But look at them on the field. They couldn't run. They had no mobility because instead of working out, they were sitting in a chair in a dark room for hours every day, which caused their bodies to become atrophied. How is that not obvious to everyone but us?
You know, I hate to say it, Tony, but remember those old movie critics, Siskel and Ebert?
Yup.
You know, again, I hate to say it, but both of them were not what you'd call healthy people. And you've got to draw a straight line between their poor health and sitting in a dark movie theater in a chair without sunlight for 14 to 16 hours a day. And, you know, this is why I think it's atrocious that NFL teams would incur this kind of Siskel and Ebert treatment on their players.
Great point, Paulie. You know why athletes in the 60s and 70s were so unhealthy? People think it was because they smoked cigarettes and didn't eat right. No. It was because the coaches had to spend so much time putting the film in the projector. And that led to even more time of players sitting in their chairs in dark rooms.
Terrific point, Tony, and just terrible when you think about it. You know, you have to wonder if the great Johnny Unitas would have won more than just one championship had he not watched any film at all.
We'll never know.
But, you know, we don't want to be too negative on the show, right? Let's get to a positive QB development. Eagles Dynamo head coach Nick Sirianni, who, as we all know, knows how to make the perfect impression at opening press conferences.
Nobody
well,
better.
He did it once again this season, this time by showing up day one to Eagles training camp wearing a T-shirt with a cartoon cutout of Jalen Hurts' face on it. And, Tony, this is just another smart, strategic move from Mr. Nick Sirianni, isn't it?
Absolutely. I can't think of a better way to show support for a quarterback than by wearing a cartoon version of his head on a T-shirt. Right now, you have to wonder, what if Doug Peterson simply showed up to training camp wearing a cartoon version of Carson Wentz's head? Then Carson Wentz would still be in Philly.
100% guaranteed. And look, I know this is totally obvious, but it must be said. Bill Belichick right now has got to be kicking himself because he knows if he had just worn a custom-made T-shirt featuring Tom Brady's cartoon head in training camp, Tom Brady would still be on the Patriots and they probably would add 2 or 3 more Super Bowls right now. You got to think it, Tony, right?
Easy. Frankly, after this, if you see any coach in the league not wearing a cartoon cutout of their quarterback, you have to wonder if something's wrong there.
Absolutely. All right, moving on now to a former NFL QB making news. Ex-Steeler quarterback Ben Roethlisberger took a shot at young NFL players, saying that these days they're, quote, coddled and not team-focused. Instead, they're me-focused because they're treated too well in college, especially now that they can make piles of money. And Tony, I 100% agree with Ben Roethlisberger here. I find the special treatment that these players are given in college to be absolutely disgusting. Don't you agree, Tony?
100%. You know, this is what happens when you start giving young players money for playing football. They start to think that they're special. I mean, do you really think it's special to be able to throw a football 80 yards in the air to a receiver running at a speed of around 15 to 20 miles per hour and hitting him square in the hands?
Not in the slightest.
Big
deal. And also, you know, think of all the distractions out there that come from money. These kids nowadays, they got to worry about, you know, bank accounts, checkbooks, agents, managers. Yep. It was so much better in the past when they didn't have money. Isn't that right, Tony?
Of course. When you don't have money, you have to rely on your teammates to let you borrow their money. And that is something that can really help with team building. In fact, I heard that's how Big Ben helped build the camaraderie in the Steelers organization, by loaning a 50 or maybe 100 to an offensive lineman who was underpaid due to Big Ben's giant salary.
And that just goes to show what a true team player Mr. Ben Roethlisberger was. And, you know, with all due fairness here, you know, you can make some critiques about Ben Roethlisberger. You know, you can say that, you know, all right, he made a few errant passes here and there. And, you know, all right, maybe he took too many sacks. And, okay,
fine,
he could have stayed in mildly better shape.
Okay.
And, all right, maybe he stayed in the league 4 or 5 years, you know, longer than he should have. And
fair enough.
All right, he was absolutely garbage in that first Super Bowl he won. And, you know, it's a total joke to everybody that he even gets credit for winning that game. But
fair
what
assessment.
You can't say is that he wasn't a great team player.
Absolutely. One of the best all time, bars none.
And talking about best all time, there goes another great episode by us.
Wow.
Of course, we want to thank our good friends again at Hotmail. One of our bad friends.
Yeah, one of our bad
mail. Producer Jay, what?
Look, you said Johnny Unitas won one championship?
Yeah.
No, he won one Super Bowl, but he won two NFL championships before the Super Bowl era. So he won three total.
Oh, yeah? Well, you have a total of 3 seconds to leave before I kill you.
Yeah. I'm going to punch you in the skull a total of 3 times.
Yeah,
now,
so enough out of you.
Yeah,
enough.
No more. We're done.
Second.
What?
Tony, you said the word atrophied?
Yup.
No, it's pronounced atrophied. Atrophied.
No, what he meant was you get a trophy for being the world's shittiest producer.
Yeah, and after we kill you, I'm going to atrophied your body into my garbage disposal. Now,
yeah,
we're done. That's
that.
It.
We're done.
Yeah.
Enough.
No more.
Last
what?
One.
Hurry. What?
You said you've had a Hotmail account for 28 years.
Yeah.
OG.
First.
Hotmail came out in 1996, 26 years ago. So you couldn't have had that email address back then. And you know what? Also, do you really think that's something to brag about?
Well, on that subject, your email address is about to become producerj@dead.com.
Yeah. And just so you know, nobody considers you a hot male. Now,
good one, Tony.
Thank
great
you.
Great one.
Yeah, we're yeah. done. That's it.
Look at him. Look at him. Sulking.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's
yeah.
probably
crying.
He's probably upset that he
baby.
Gave away his Hotmail address
yeah.
years ago. Yeah. Well, anyway, here's something that won't upset anybody. Next week, booked on the show, Super Bowl hero, Eagles legend, Nick Foles.
Wow.
We are looking forward to that one. Until then, make sure to follow us on our many successful social platforms, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter. We're all over the place.
Yeah.
And, Tony, great job as always.
Same to you, Paulie. Another flawless show.
There you go. We'll see you, people. Bye.
See ya.